On Wednesday, the 12th of August 2026, a partial solar eclipse will be visible across the UK. It's a rare and exciting event that many people will be keen to watch. But looking directly at the sun without the right protection can cause permanent damage to your eyesight. Here's how to enjoy the eclipse safely. Where can I see the eclipse? The solar eclipse will be visible across the whole of the UK. People watching in the southwest are likely to see the greatest proportion of the sun covered by the moon. According to the Royal Museum's Greenwich, this will be the most coverage seen from the UK and Ireland since the 1999 solar eclipse, which was total from most of Cornwall and Devon, making it a genuinely special occasion. The eclipse takes place in August, so there's a better chance of clear skies than you'd expect in autumn or winter. That said, you still need to take precautions even if it's cloudy. Cloud cover does not make it safe to look at the sun. Why is watching a solar eclipse risky? During an eclipse, the sun appears dimmer than usual. This makes it easier to look at directly, and that's precisely the problem. The reduced brightness can override the body's natural reflex to look away, allowing intense sunlight to reach and damage the retina. This damage happens without causing any pain, so you may not realise harm is occurring until it's too late. Following the 1999 total solar eclipse, the Royal College of Ophthalmologists reported about 70 cases of people experiencing vision problems after watching the eclipse. Around 40% had looked at it for less than a minute. Even with existing sight loss, the UK Health Security Agency warns that looking directly at the sun during this eclipse remains dangerous, as the invisible radiation is still strong enough to cause permanent, painless burns to any remaining retinal tissue. Can I just wear sunglasses? Ordinary sunglasses, no matter how dark, do not provide adequate protection for viewing a solar eclipse. They reduce glare, making it feel more comfortable to look at the sun for longer, while still allowing harmful solar radiation to reach the retina. Never use regular sunglasses to look at the sun during an eclipse. How can I watch the eclipse safely? There are two safe approaches, specialist eclipse viewers or indirect viewing methods. If you want to use eclipse glasses or handheld solar viewers, make sure they are genuine eclipse glasses with specially designed filters that meet the international safety standard ISO 12312-2:2015 brackets E. Genuine eclipse glasses are available from reputable retailers, including Royal Museums Greenwich. Be cautious of products sold online that may not meet this requirement. If you're unsure whether a product is certified, don't use it. Don't use eclipse glasses if the lenses are scratched, torn, or damaged. Alternatively, you can watch the eclipse indirectly without any specialist equipment at all. Safe options include a pinhole viewer, which you can easily make at home. Viewing the sun's image projected through a colander or the gaps between tree leaves. Projecting the sun's image onto a sheet of paper using a simple pinhole projector. And remember, a celestial event of this nature is more than vision alone. A solar eclipse is often described as something you watch, but that's only part of the experience. NASA's Eclipse Soundscapes work is a useful reminder that eclipses can be observed in a multi-sensory way. Changes in ambient sound, temperature, wind, crowd reaction, and animal behaviour can all become part of the event. That matters for blind and low vision participants, but it also enriches the experience for everyone. When the light changes rapidly during totality, birds may become quiet, insects may shift behaviour, and the atmosphere around you can feel suddenly different. Those are not consolation prizes, they are real observations. So, whichever method you choose, make sure you follow guidance carefully. The Royal Astronomical Society has published detailed practical advice on all of these approaches.
Notable West Midlands public astronomy events. For the Black Country, the biggest public in-person hub with direct guided assistance is the Birmingham Astronomical Society's official event at Aston Hall from 6 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Resident astronomers will be guiding the crowd through the atmosphere, offering continuous commentary. If the weather is poor, the event will move inside to broadcast a live stream feed from the Great Hall. Slightly further afield, and another event is scheduled to be held within Coventry City Centre, held by the Coventry and Warwickshire Astronomical Society at Broadgate Square near the Lady Godiva statue. This urban location is flat, highly accessible, and features experienced astronomers who will talk through the changes in the sky as they happen. What we will sense in the Black Country. The eclipse timeline follows these distinct phases. 6:15 p.m. the start. The moon begins its pass. Ambient light will initially seem normal. 7:11 p.m. the peak. This is the maximum point of coverage, reaching 91.7% depth. The temperature will noticeably dip over a matter of minutes. Birdsong will change as local wildlife gets confused by the sudden drop in daylight, mimicking an artificial twilight. 8:05 p.m. the conclusion. The eclipse finishes, blending directly into the natural Black Country summer sunset.
Accessing audio tools individually. If you prefer to stay home or sit in a local park, you can access tactile features and real-time audio feeds using accessible tools that are fully active in the UK. Ensure your phone's location services are turned on so the app can seamlessly trigger its narrative audio descriptions and haptic rumble maps exactly as the shadow hits the Black Country at 6:15 p.m. The app. The Eclipse app. You can download the Eclipse app on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. It is completely free, does not require an account, and is fully updated for the 2026 European eclipse. Features. It includes a built-in spoken audio guide that serves as a hands-free countdown and real-time narrator for your exact coordinates in the Black Country. Accessibility. It fully supports Apple and Android TalkBack screen readers. Access the Soundscape's Rumble map via web browser. If you want specific tactile haptic feedback, the NASA Soundscapes project coordinators, ERISA Lab, provide accessible browser-based alternatives. You can open the official Eclipse Soundscapes project website directly through Google Chrome on your Android phone or the Safari browser on your Apple device. Their online web tool simulates the audio descriptions and haptic feedback maps directly through your mobile browser without needing an app installation. Real-time audio alternative, Royal Observatory Greenwich. If you want a pure, beautifully descriptive vocal breakdown without dealing with apps at all, you can stream the Royal Observatory Greenwich eclipse feed directly from your phone's internet browser or the YouTube app. The astronomers will narrate the entire event live, starting at 6:10 p.m. BST on the evening of the eclipse.